the cherry.
Yeah.
I saw the result, but I didn't see actually how he won.
I have pictures of that. They don't know how.
What's up?
Congrats.
I'm watching you play now.
I'll watch.
All right, we have now been joined by this afternoon's NASCAR Cup Series race winner here at Kansas Speedway, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9, Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Chase, that was a wild last restart. Could you kind of talk us through what was going through your head? Did you feel optimistic that you were going to get up there?
I felt like anything could happen, but I mean, you're lining up 10th on a green-white checker. Your odds are not very high, I wouldn't say, at that point, but I mean, yeah, I've seen crazier things. So, my mindset was just try and build up as much momentum as I could and hope lanes, hope things kind of went my way. And fortunately, they did. I felt like I got about as far as I was going to get off of 2, had momentum on the white. And then, I saw the 11 and the 23 racing hard in 3, and I thought, man, if I just stick the bottom here, I might have at least be 3 wide with them off of 4, or something was kind of what I was shooting for. And I really don't know. I have to go back and watch it. I haven't seen it. I saw them run in there really hard. My eyes went, to just do the best I could do to paint the bottom as fast as I could paint it. And I really kind of quit watching them. And then I saw the 11 coming back down and obviously ran into him, I think he was trying to cover my run, but he was too late, at that point. So, yeah, just stayed with it and beat him back to the line. So we'll take it.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. We will start in the front with Jeff and then go to Bob.
You guys have had so many situations this year where, like, Alan will make a call and then the caution comes out at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He gets thwarted. It seemed like that might happen again when you have your 4 tires. Caution comes out. but it all worked out this time. Were you thinking, like, man, we got screwed on this again? Or did you still have hope at that point that the 4 tires could help you get back to the front on the next restart?
I felt like every time we ran a few corners, our advantage was going away a little bit. And they were really hard to get clean. The tires, I was working them really hard those last couple and especially the last one. And they were just difficult to get cleaned off to have grip like a set of stickers would have. I just feel like every time we scuffed them, I thought that the advantage from 2 to 4 was getting smaller. But once they cleaned off, like in that last green-white checkered, I did feel like I had an advantage again the last lap, or something. It was just tough. Like a couple of those restarts that we lost spots on, guys would dive into the bottom and then they would catch the timing line, the caution would come out. So you lose a couple spots that probably wouldn't have been lost spots if you would have just seen what happened at the end of the next straightaway. But that's part of it, and that's part of giving up a row to have the preferred lane. And we see that a lot, and that's just the risk you take. Sometimes it works out in your favor, and sometimes it doesn't.
We'll go to Bob and then Caleb.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Were you aware that Denny didn't have power steering there at the end, and if that would have mattered?
I'm not sure, and that's always a difficult thing, right? Like, how much power steering? Was it completely zero? Was it a little bit? Was it 3/4? Was it half? Only he knows that, and that they were talking about a little bit out there, but they had made mention that he had had power steering issues on a couple of restarts, maybe like a restart mid race or 3/4 of the way through the race or something. I remember them talking about it, but it didn't look visually like he had an issue, so I didn't really think anything of it. But certainly could have played a role into the last lap if he had a big issue like that.
And you've won races in a variety of ways. Like, as far as like the cool factor or awesome factor, is this one any more cool or more awesome just because of the way it's done?
I think the most cool and awesome factor is to just dominate. That's the best way to, put a stamp on a win, and in my opinion, just being a competitor. But I do think that there are, days and moments like today that, bring a definite level of excitement for everyone, right? Like, I didn't know what was going to happen going into turn 3 any more than anybody else did, So I'm excited to go back and watch watch it, honestly. Like, you know, it's you live this stuff and you live these moments, and you, you know, obviously I know what my vantage point was, and I remember the things that I was looking at when I was looking at them. But I don't have the full picture, so I'm excited to go back and just see what it all looked like. And I was making split second decisions based off the information I had in front of me at that time, right? And so I definitely think there's a level of excitement to that one that I'm not sure I've experienced in the Cup Series to this point. I mean, I've been on the opposing end of some excitement for sure, yeah, I don't know. At least in my Cup career, I could be wrong on that. I'd have to go back and kind of think about it. But it was definitely a cool one, and any win though is great. I'm not gonna complain about it.
Any additional questions for Chase? We'll go to Tim and then Jeff for a follow up.
Chase, you just kind of mentioned it, but would this be considered, at least for you, more exciting than any of your typical wins, considering how it happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was from my perspective for sure. I mean, it was a lot going on in those last couple laps, so. Yeah, you know, like I mentioned, I was just trying to put myself in positions to have good momentum, and opportunities opened up, and we were able to capitalize, you know. So I'll take it. But you know, I talked about it on the front stretch, and I'll say it again in here. I felt like this weekend was a success, whether we won today or not. I was really proud of how we, you know, were prepared, how we handled yesterday, put ourselves in a good position, got our pit crew a great pit stall on pit road, got to showcase their talents and how good they are. we weren't the dominant car on the long run, but we had good short run pace, and kept ourselves in the fight, you know, and not, like I've told you guys 1,000 times, you put yourself in position, you're going to get your turn. And fortunately for us, today was our turn.
And Chase, you kind of mentioned to me yesterday just about at least your approach going to the Roval. If you're still in the point situation, your plan was at least to flip the stages. Does that change it now to maybe go get some more playoff points?
I think we run the race to try and win it for sure. You know, flip stages and points doesn't matter, you know, at this juncture. So I think for us, you know, if we can, I mean, if we're competitive, I mean, if we're not competitive and we can get a stage point, or you know, a stage win and get the bonus point that way, then of course. But you know, assuming you have pace, you know, is kind of how I was answering those questions. If we're slow, then that don't matter, you know, anyway. So we got to go be fast, and if we're fast, then you know, at least we can run our strategy how we would typically do it to have a shot to win.
We'll go to Jack and then Jenna and then Dalton.
In the next gen era, this seems like it's been one of the consistently best tracks for racing. What is it about this track that allows you guys to make moves and kind of put on a good show for everybody that maybe other tracks don't do as consistently?
Yeah, it's it's a really complicated answer that it would take me, I think, a very long time to explain how I would want to explain it. So I think the best thing is just chalk it up as it's shaped really nicely. It's, you know, it's the entries are wide. You have a lot of options to run different lanes, and the surface is really smooth, you know, too, I think, to put it simply. So, you know, this car likes places where you can enter in different, you know, different lanes. And I think where the struggles come in are when you're, you know, stuck behind someone in a really small preferred lane on corner entry, and your options dwindle, and that's when the challenges begin. So, you know, this place, just the way it's shaped, the way the surface is, everything just suits it about as perfectly as we could have a track do that.
We'll go to Jenna.
Hey, Chase, I just want to be clear about something. TV sort of made it sound like you door slammed Denny there at the end. Did you have any contact at all? Because we haven't seen a great replay.
We did make contact off of 4. We were pretty much door to door, the best I can remember. You know, I was coming on the bottom with a pretty good head of steam, and I think he saw me, you know, coming, and he was just trying to cover my run, and I think he was a little late to the party, and you know, it was no harm, no foul. I'm very confident he would tell you the same thing.
And you were not listening anyway.
Well, of course not. No. No, who would?
No.
I was full commit.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dalton.
Hey, Chase. Dalton, how was the front stretch? You got a front row seat to the contact between Denny and Bubba. What was your take on that? Just hard racing? Was somebody leaning on somebody else? That
I honestly probably not fair for me to comment. Like I was coming down the back, and yes, I was right behind them. Once I saw that they were fixing to ship it in there, my eyes went to where I needed to go. So I quit watching them. And I knew I had to paint that white line really precise, and I had to hit it really. It's a pretty small window. I don't know how wide that white line is, but it's not very big, and I knew I had to get my lefts on it. So my eyes went there, and I have no idea what happened with them. Sorry.
Any last final questions? We'll come over here and then back to Bob.
Zach Moore from the bottom. Chase, this sport can be stressful. You guys put a lot into it. You know, at that race, are you just so focused that, like, maybe you don't get to and just enjoy driving? Like, are you having fun in those moments? Or are you just locked in? I'm going to try my best here to make something happen.
I mean, you're locked in. You know, I think there are moments where, you know, your car is driving really good and it's doing all the things that you want it to do, and you're like, man, this is great. This is, you know, exactly how I want the car to feel. But I think in most cases, just the competitor inside you is always just locked into, like, how can I be better? You know, what can I do to, if you're running fifth, how do you get to fourth? If you're running second, how do you get to first? If you're leading, how do you extend your lead? And you know, how can I drive my car in a manner that's going to be beneficial, you know, throughout a long run? So there's always a what's next. And when you're competing, and I'm as guilty of that as probably anybody.
And we'll wrap with Bob.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. What, when you look at trying to win a championship, just what is the meaning of having won during a round and being able to now, I mean, I don't know, you seem very week to week, but will you do anything for Vegas or beyond because you won today?
Well, I'm sure y'all didn't have that in your bingo card today. I figured not. But, you know, I think that for us, I've been very transparent about, you know, the areas that I think we need to be better in. We need to be better, no doubt. I thought this weekend was truthfully a really, really solid weekend, a really competitive weekend for us, from how we unloaded Saturday to the opportunities that we continue to present ourselves today. And that is why we ended up having a chance to win. Ultimately, we got our turn, you know, as I mentioned. So, you know, the way I've kind of progressed through the playoffs this year is just fight as hard as I can each week, try to earn myself and our team 3 more weeks. And you never know what can happen in 3 weeks. You know, that's the, you know, we talked about this when you asked me at Media Day. I told you, what I tell you, playoffs is a long time. A lot can happen in 10 weeks, and that can be the difference in, you know, somebody being mediocre to potentially getting on a hot streak, or, you know, even a team, you know, collectively getting better throughout that course of time. So it's all about buying yourself more time. If you're not where you want to be, you're just trying to buy yourself more time. And fortunately, you know, we bought ourselves 3 more weeks, and, you know, we'll fight like hell till they tell us to not.
All right, Chase. Well, thanks for spending time with us, and congrats on that win.
Thank you.